If someone would have told me 7 years ago I would write a blog in April 2019 because of the release of season 8 of Game of Thrones, I would have laughed out loud and said, no way. I have in any case from childhood onward been unable to watch violence on television or in movies. Even the evil queen from Disney's Snow White scared the living daylights out of me. In my teenage days, I went to see The Godfather, but had to leave the theater at the scene where a guy gets nailed to a reception desk with a knife going through his hand. I went to see the first Highlander movie with my cousin. It has a scene where the head of the evil guy pops up screen large, so I jumped up from my chair, flung my glasses from my head in the act of throwing my hands in the air, caught my glasses in that same act, thought I sat back down on my seat, but the seat was a folding one. It had readjusted itself into its folded position, so I ended up on the floor of the theater, which my cousin thought was very funny. So when my oldest son was rewatching Game of Thrones a good 2 years ago, just before season 7 was about to start, and suggested I should give it one chance, I assured him that was never going to happen. But my son did get me to sit down, and by now I've seen all 7 seasons a number of times, and together with an estimated 10 million viewers worldwide, am eager to start watching season 8. Why? What is it about Game of Thrones? Well, personally, I think Game of Thrones will go down in history as the great myth of the 21st century. Where Beowulf signified the people's struggle in early medieval times, Game of Thrones is the perfect analogy what life is like right now. Materialism, narcissism, material blindness are at their height. Rulers kill their own peoples and encourage the division between rich and poor. Religion rules through manipulative powers, and money, rather than the ability to be compassionate, rules the world. Blatant self-interest of moneymakers has free range, as well as the abuse of power. And it's all in the Game of Thrones. On the positive, Game of Thrones is also about a small group of people who begin to see the light and understand why and where the world needs drastic change. Game of Thrones is not medieval. Game of Thrones is the world today. It's not fantasy. It's what's taking place right now under our noses. Winter has arrived, and it's about time we pay our debts. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, Game of Thrones 2019 AD. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.